Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday morning, July 31st, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of legal news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline. State Roundup: Watchdog flags failures in youth detention system. Delegate pushes for stiffer penalties for fentanyl dealers. A state watchdog has flagged failures in Maryland's youth detention system, including sexual activity among three boys at a Western Maryland facility. Meanwhile, Delegate Chris Tomlinson is pushing for stiffer penalties for fentanyl dealers following multiple mass overdoses in Baltimore. In other news, a MAGA majority took over Somerset County's school board, updating literacy and math standards for the first time in 15 years. Maryland has joined a lawsuit to protect SNAP user information, and Martha's Vineyard is a popular spot for Black Marylanders and political fundraisers. Despite canceled grants, some research in Maryland continues, and a federal appeals court cleared the way for a Maryland judge to pause President Trump's birthright citizenship ban. The nominee for Baltimore County's Inspector General is facing scrutiny over residency, and the Register of Wills in Baltimore spent over $1 million on media and promotions. Prince George's County Councilman Calvin Hawkins hired former councilmember Mel Franklin as chief of staff, and negotiations may prevent Hopkins patients from using United Healthcare insurance. JNY Law announces winner of 2025 Defense Against Distracted Driving Scholarship. JNY Law has announced Abby Samuelson as the winner of the 2025 Defense Against Distracted Driving Scholarship. A student at the University of Southern California, Samuelson's essay highlighted the various distractions that can lead to serious accidents on the road. She plans to increase awareness by sharing her near-miss experience and launching a no-distraction challenge on social media platforms. JNY Law commends Samuelson for her insights and will be awarding her university $1,000 towards her education. Students interested in applying for next year's scholarship can visit the Terms and Conditions page for more information. Founded by Yossi Yehudai and Jason Javahari, JNY Law is dedicated to providing personalized representation to Californians with a 98% success rate and over 10,000 successful case outcomes. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.